right, so I'm jumping to us our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 3rd of May. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 752, Mayan King Burjagwar IV assumed the throne after 10 years of struggles to prove himself the legitimate heir to his father, Shield Jaguar II. In order to legitimise his claim, Burjagwar had a series of monuments created that pictured him with his father, but struggles to hold power continued even after taking the throne. He eventually reigned for 17 years until dying in 768. On this day, the 1481 Rhodes earthquake and a small tsunami struck the Dodecanese island of Rhodes, causing an estimated 30,000 casualties. A total solar eclipse was visible across northern Europe and Asia on today's date in 1715. 1791, the Constitution of May 3, the first modern constitution in Europe, was proclaimed by the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. Washington, D.C. was incorporated as a city on today's date in 1802. Probably best now to just give it back to the swamp. New Zealand was officially proclaimed a separate colony from New South Wales on May 3rd in 1840. That was a mistake, losing New Zealand. Look how much better they're doing than us in the political stakes. We should have gone with them. The Great Fire of 1901 began in Jacksonville, Florida on today's date, one of the worst disasters in Florida history and the third largest urban fire in the US. Sparks from a chimney ignited some Spanish moss left out to dry by the Cleveland Fiber Factory, and workers were unable to stop the blaze before it got out of control. In 8 hours, the fire burned 146 city blocks, destroyed more than 2,300 buildings, and left almost 10,000 residents homeless, although only 7 were killed. As part of World War II, in 1942, Japanese naval troops invaded Tulagi Island in the Solomon Islands, resulting in the Battle of the Coral Sea between Japanese, US, and Australian forces. And 5 years later, in 1947, Japan's post-war constitution went into effect on May 3rd, granting universal suffrage, stripping Emperor Hirohito of all but symbolic power, and outlawing Japan's right to make war. The Anne Frank House Museum opened in Amsterdam on today's date in 1960. 1978, the world's first bulk commercial email, what would later become known as spam, was sent by a digital equipment corporation to every ARPANET address on the west coast of the United States. And finally, in 2007, British 3-year-old Madeleine McCann disappeared in Praia da Luz, Portugal, starting the most heavily reported missing person case in modern history. Been watching that Maddie McCann doco on Netflix, actually, and what a tangled web it is. Sometimes we dance, we sing and we talk. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Six-time world champion boxer Sugar Ray Robinson, 1921. Funny man Ben Elton is 60 this morning. And the lovely Christina Hendricks is 44. Some famous musos for us as well. Bing Crosby, born 1903. Pete Seeger, 1919. Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons is 85 this morning. Christopher Cross is 68. And Farrah Franklin of Destiny's Child is 38. We're going out on this one this morning. You know we are people too. We like the birds and the bees. But we'd rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees. Going out to who else? The godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown, born 1933, had a career that spanned half a century and one of the most influential musos of all time. What else can you say about Mr. Brown? Going out on Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, for this day in history on 2SER 107.3.